In the very nib of the aeroplane sat Gwyn Barry, who was reading his schedule.
"Hi," said Richard.
Gwyn pulled a lever which caused him to surge up from the supine to the sedentary. He pointed to a little bulkhead table. Richard sat on it, next to the vase of tulips. There were poses everywhere, here in first.
"How are you doing?" said Gwyn,
and his eyes returned to his schedule, 6 or 7 sheets, with many a box and a bullet punch, and high-lit and colour-coded, TV, radio, press.
"Wow, they've really got me gridlocked in LA," he went on. "Look at that. How can I do the Chronicle and Pete Ellery back-to-back?"
He turned to Richard as if he expected an answer. Then he said, "What have your people got lined up for you?" "I told you, my editor moved on. They've given me some other chuck or chip." And it was true. Roy Biv, Richard's editor, so full of enthusiasm and ideas, had moved on from Bold Agenda, and every time Richard called, he got shuffled around from chip to chuck, from chuck to chip. "Is Chuck there? You mean Chip? Then give me Chip. You want Chuck." And they were never there. Richard couldn't decide whether Chuck or Chip were the same person who was permanently absent, or whether both Chip and Chuck were the inventions of a third person called something like Chup or Chick. The only editor he got through to these days was an inoffensive-sounding guy who went by the name of Leslie Everett.